Everything you should know for Ben Affleck's Batman Returns for the Flash movie. DC Studios drops the official trailer of its long-held project, The Flash Movie, Monday, teasing the return of classic superheroes and one Supergirl debut in DCU. So, after multiple delays and setbacks, Ezra Miller's The Flash is finally making its way to the theaters. Directed by Andy Muschietti, The Flash is scheduled to release on June 23, 2023. While the first official trailer of the Barry Allen-created universe was already aired in October 2021, DC had their fans wait for quite a long to tease another footage featuring powerhouses Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck's Batman and one Supergirl Kara. And do you know who the villain is this time? Man of Steel's General Zod has returned in the time travel universe only to destroy the world and kill the superheroes. Yes, we understand the iconic appearances of classic DC superheroes and one mysterious Supergirl debut would have intrigued you, know about their origin and arrival in the Flash movie, we are right here at Answers It All for your allies. Taking this chronologically, we have already shared the origin of Sasha Calle's Supergirl in our previous story, and now it's time we discuss Ben Affleck's Batman Returns, and how come he made his way in the Flash universe Barry Allen created with no metahumans. Ben Affleck's Batman returns to the Flash movie universe with no metahumans. According to the latest, the Flash movie trailer aired on February 13, 2023, Ben Affleck's Batman has returned to the time-spanning universe to help Barry Allen protect the universe he possibly has destroyed due to his mistakes. He built a universe without superheroes, and now that he has no one to help battle against the villain, Ben Affleck's Batman has returned to fight the powerful forces. Yes, he had agreed to return as Bruce Wayne in the upcoming The Flash story, provoking intense discussion among his fans. No doubt Ben Affleck's Batman has a very strong dichotomy, i.e., masculinity and vulnerability, which helps him outshine every time he jumps on screen. As far as his participation in Ezra Miller Flash is concerned, the Suicide Squad actor plays a pivotal role in leaving an emotional impact on the film. His interaction with the show's leading character Barry will give a sentimental touch to the story. As both of them have lost their mothers to murder, it's one big emotional vessel between the duo. Considering that Ezra's Flash has already faced Batman in the previous Zack Snyder films, bringing Ben Affleck's Batman was the need of the hour in this story. For director Andy Muschietti, this Batman is the baseline of the adventure you will take in June with Barry Allen. So, it's crystal clear that by threading the old Batman story into Ezra Miller's, DC has some serious plans to create a multiverse saga like its longtime competitor, Marvel. But unlike MCU, where all elements are built under one canon, the DC Extended Universe may take the upper hand by bringing different familiar and new faces for certain timelines. As of now, it's pretty exciting to see Ben Affleck Batman Returns as a caped crusader of DCU. The iconic character we met long ago in Ben Affleck Batman movies. We remember the last time we saw him in Justice League, it was one pleasure to see him being the fierce superhero who can take the apocalyptic villain single-handedly. Speaking on other Batman movies with Ben Affleck, the Flash movie actor has donned the iconic Batman suit for Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, Justice League, and thereby Zack Snyder's Justice League, and now the Flash movie where we are to see Ben Affleck would be his last appearance as Batman in the DCU. When Ben was asked to put a light on the subject matter, he said Ezra Miller Flash movie will be a nice touch to give a perfect closure to his experience with the iconic character. My Batman will bid adieu to fans this June. I hope my incarnation of the Batman role will live up to the final vision of director Andy Muschietti. Meddling with the multiverse story, the Flash movie also sees Sasha Calle's Supergirl debut and Michael Keaton's version of Batman on screen again, who supposedly walked the Gotham City 30 years ago. We just hope you enjoy this squad in the time-traveling story resetting the future projects of DCU projects announced last month. So, what are your takes on Ben Affleck's Batman Returns in the Flash movie? Share your thoughts here. The Flash is scheduled to release on June 16, 2023.